We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bringing President Trump back to Wildwood is New Jersey in play. You know, you don't have to put it in play to win, just to get other resources to take a look there, throw more money into it. You do that at least. Imagine Democrats having to defend New Jersey. Let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, congratulations and welcome back.
Dom, it's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, you were the architect of the first on January 28th, which by our guesstimates brought about $100 million to Wildwood. You know how they always overestimate by Trump coming there. I know the Bolero was open. Rich, he always stayed there in the morning, he told me. So that probably brought in $1 million right there. But how did this come about? Tell us all the inside on it.
Well, as some folks remember, I guess it's about 5 years ago now, when I was a conservative Democrat. There is no such thing anymore. I just didn't belong in that party, and it was over a lot of different pieces of legislation I wouldn't vote for, stands on positions, and then finally the impeachment of Donald Trump. I just said, I'm not doing it. Only one in Congress as a Democrat that wouldn't. And I, you know, went home that night and said, hey, this is it. You know, I had a good career, but I'm not running as a Democrat. I don't believe in what they're doing. Got a call the next day from President Donald Trump. He said, sit down with me. We sat down together for about an hour and a half. Long story short, I became a Republican, got to know him well. We truly did become friends. I speak to him every week, at least once. And, you know, we were talking a little while back, and he said, you know, I love New Jersey. It really hurts me that they say we don't have a chance there. He lives half of his year here in New Jersey, up in northern New Jersey, at Bedminster. He said, I think we should give it a shot. And I said, I think we should too, Mr. President. So he named me as the campaign chair for the entire state. And we're doing all kinds of things. And we've had some little mini rallies without him. But this is going to be a big one. We're going to relive the magic that we had those years ago. He's going to be on the beach with the ocean on his back, speaking to America and speaking to New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York. We're all that tri-state area. It's important. And we're not giving anything up. We're out to win, and we want to win everything. And you are correct. He is within single digits now for the first time ever that in recent history that a Republican has been within single districts in this digits in the state of New Jersey. So we're working at it. But we're going to have a lot of fun May 11th. On the boardwalk, we're doing it again, and it's going to be great again.
Now, you are a guy with the pinstripe suit and all that, second to none, but will there be beach attire for this? Is it going to be Hawaiian shirts, or does Trump wear the golf outfit that he sometimes wears?
A salmon jacket?
Believe it. Look, he's the president, so I'm going to coordinate with him on that, but I have a feeling, because we're both running around doing lots of other things, and I have a feeling we still might be wearing the suits. However, everybody else, it's May, and it's already nice on the beach. Could be a little cool, but it's going to be nothing like it. Look, let me put it to you this way. We set a record last time for the number of ticket requests, not the number of people there, because we could only hold so many in the convention center, but the number of ticket requests. It is still the all-time record. President Trump's proud of this. For any event he's had, any rally he's had, it is still the record for the most ticket requests. Now we're going to have more room because we're going to have that big, huge, giant, wide Wildwood Beach, and we're going to have folks from Pennsylvania and folks from North Jersey and the western part of New Jersey and people. I've already got people from New York City and New York State that are coming. So it's going to be a real exciting thing. We're going to come together. You know what, Dom? We're tired of it. We're tired of the open borders. We're tired of the inflation. We're tired of the cost for food and gas. We're tired of our decaying cities. We're tired of the fact that you have to earn twice as much of an income now as you did 4 years ago to buy a home. We're tired of crime. We're tired of a military that has record low enrollments because of a lack of just energy there. We're just tired of it all, and we're tired of paying high taxes for garbage, like, you know, taking care of illegal immigrants. And I think people are ready for a change, and they're fired up, and they're ready to go. That's what I believe.
Well, you are the guy, and look, I push my chips in because Harry Hurley, when you were a moderate Democrat, said, you know, Jeff Andrew is true to this. That's not a fake thing as it is with some Democrats. If he becomes a Republican, you'll see it even more clearly. Harry Hurley was right again, Dan.
He was.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
He was, and he's a good friend, and I communicate with him all the time. And I'll tell you, it's funny. I have a little bit of fun because, you know, in the very, very beginning, 5 years ago, and I don't blame him, there were most Republicans were great in the House. They welcomed me, shook hands, hugged me, were so happy because they knew. They knew, remembered me when I was on the other side. They would tell me all the time, you should be a Republican. But there were a few that were concerned. And I was speaking to a few of them just recently, and they said, damn it, you're a better Republican than half the Republicans we got.
All right. So, well, you know what? On that line now, and you have been a good supporter of Mike Johnson, and I understand that we don't want chaos there. But the reports, Jeff, that we have out today say it ain't so, that by Saturday we're going to be voting on standalone bills and no border. Is there any silver lining here of something you can tell us is going to happen?
We got a border bill in there, too. There's been a lot of negotiation and discussion. So we do have the border bill. And look, I was deeply and profoundly upset with FISA and the fact that we could have gotten it done and we didn't. And we don't have the time. I know that we could spend 30 minutes just talking about what's going on. But the bottom line, you want a national security. It's not by invading people, personal rights that are Americans, it is by closing these borders. But FISA, the budget bill, some of the other things, but I mean this, I'm serious as I can be about this. We cannot vacate the speaker's position now because we have to focus on one thing, and President Trump will tell you the same thing, winning. That's all I'm thinking about is winning. I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about winning. I have lunch, I'm thinking about winning. I go to bed, I'm thinking about winning. And I don't mean just me. I mean President Trump, a more robust majority, a stronger majority of conservatives in the House, and winning in the Senate and making sure in the Senate that we have a Senate that really works with the House and conservative values. If we get sidetracked with a sideshow, we're not going to focus our energy on that. We're going to have the MSNBCs and CNNs making fun of us, say that we can't lead, we don't know how to be in charge. We can't do that. So we've got to get through this, and then we'll deal next year when we've won everything. This is my hope. Then we can deal with leadership concerns, not now.
Yeah, I'm not talking – I like Johnson, and your word, too, is a lot. And from afar, I'm not talking about that. What chance is there, Congressman, of the border bill passing as a standalone? Is that possible?
It will pass as a standalone in the House of Representatives. We've got this damn Senate that just won't do it. And it's bizarre let me be clear here. I mean, we have an invasion of people who are breaking the law. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're going. We don't know what they're about. Some of them, absolutely, hundreds of them were caught that are on the terror watch list, but there are many that are getting through. This is insane. It's destructive to the country. It's worse than an attack from an enemy, and we've got to stop it. So the House gets it. I believe it will go through in the House. The Senate's going to be a problem, and this president – and people should know this. I don't give a damn if the folks listening right now are Republican, Democrat, Independent. This president will not sign a real border bill to button up our borders and protect our Americans.
Okay, then why? Here's what listeners are saying, and it's not you. We see you and what you're doing here. But maybe take us inside a little bit. Why this change from Speaker Johnson? And again, not about getting rid of him, but just what is going on here. If we don't link it to Ukraine, it passes. The Senate's not going to do anything on that border bill. But they get the Ukrainian money that listeners are dead opposed to, as you know.
I know. I agree. And your listeners know. And you know. I have stood up for this all along. We're going to do amendments. I'm not voting for the bill anyhow, but we're going to do amendments to the bill that we need an audit of where the money went. We're going to do amendments to the bill that we need to see the path to victory and that there actually has to be a plan laid out. Just think of this president again. He's leaving our borders open and doing all the other bad stuff I won't go into. But we've already given well over $100 billion to Ukraine, wants to give more. And to quote him, he doesn't care how much it costs or how long it takes.
What's your theory then? You are deeply inside this then. Why are we doing this? Why is the Republican caucus, led by the Speaker and I guess a few others, why do that then? Why? I'm not going to use the word cave in on it. I like Johnson, and particularly after talking with you, I liked him from before. But why do this then? What's the pressure? What are we trying to get at by giving them the Ukraine money when the Senate, I agree with you, is not going to give us the border bill?
I absolutely understand what you're saying, and I'm with you. And I ask the same question. So we unfortunately have some members, like, for example, the Intel Committee saying to do it, Foreign Affairs saying to do it, Armed Services. There is a difference among Republicans on this issue. I stand for, you know, America first. It doesn't mean we forget about our friends. I am supportive of Israel. I will vote for that. I'm supportive of the Indo-Pacific and Taiwan. We made a commitment. These are friends that we've had, allies, strong allies for many years. But we've got probably a third to a half of our caucus, the Republican caucus, who thinks this is the right to do. And the right thing to do, and almost all of the Democrat caucus.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's the same thing, too. And I don't know if we've talked, and I know you were deeply against this. We had Rand Paul at a big event, and you can imagine his insight, how much he was against caving in on the FISA bill, where we're concerned about the privacy of Americans. Look, you know more than I do about intelligence. You're actually inside there, and you're insightful on it. Some of these Republicans know more than I do, probably. But the base is saying, despite that, you got to do a better job of proving it to us. We're concerned with that vote, and I kind of link it to the Ukraine vote.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's a good point, and that's what, you know, I mentioned to you in the beginning of this conversation. I am profoundly disappointed in what happened with FISA. I worked with friends in Congress, got them to really see the light on this. Worked obviously with my good friend and chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan. If we have just a minute to talk about FISA, I just want to say
go right ahead. Yep. And Jeff, feel free to expand. I respect some of these guys, like Fitzpatrick, on a personal level. I just think, though, that they are way gung-ho on Ukraine, and they are hell-bent to do this. I'm not saying they're bad actors. I'm just saying they're way out of step with our listeners, and I think a lot of your supporters.
Well, and I won't speak about another member of Congress, but I will say this. I was deeply disappointed in FISA. The Intel Committee put information out that we're going to need thousands of judges, that this is going to create huge problems, that bad actors, and they try to scare you. There aren't. There are real bad actors, real bad people out there who want to hurt this country, and we need to protect ourselves from them. But let's understand a few things. You wouldn't need thousands of judges. It wouldn't slow the process down because it would only have to be used when you were doing an inquiry, investigation, search on American citizens. There were exceptions in the bill that Jordan did that I was on, that I was a great bill. There were exceptions if it was a matter of a national emergency or some real threat to America. The bottom line is we need to have a process of checks and balances, and that you need to make sure that that check and balance exists. And it would have only what we put in there, requiring a warrant, would have only affected 1.58% of inquiries, but they're important inquiries because we were told in the past, the last time FISA was renewed, they said everything's going to be okay, no worries, nothing to see there. Guess what happened over the years? Millions of illegal inquiries. We have them documented now. Husbands looking into wives, individuals looking into boyfriends and girlfriends. If you were too conservative, if you were too libertarian, if you were too progressive, if you were too religious, if you had certain whatever it was, they looked into things. If you had a certain campaign, if you were part of Trump, they were looking into you. It is wrong. It is everything that our men and women in the United States of America stood up and fought against when they gave up their lives and all these damn wars that we've had all over the world saving everybody. It is wrong. I'm against it. And a big public relations campaign was put out there that we're literally going to be so vulnerable. It's wrong. It isn't true. 1.58% of the time, with exceptions, we would have ensured that Americans had freedom and ensured that they had security if we had put the amendment in, at least that amendment, that we required a warrant. That's an American right.
If you exactly. American. Hey, look, we want to be judicious on this. And again, I just wanted to be clear with listeners, but you know this. I'm not saying that Johnson's got to go here. And we don't want that kind of debacle. But I can tell you already, people today are hugely disappointed. And that this will all be wrapped up by Saturday, apparently. There's a lot of moving parts. But your efforts, and you've just given us some insight here, only 1.58 of these inquiries. You know, we spend the money on a lot of things. If we need more judges, and I take what you said, 1,000 seems ridiculous. If it's another 50 or so, we ought to spend it. That right is that precious.
Absolutely. I'm not embellishing, exaggerating here. People have died for that right. We owe them, you know. Mm-hmm. We owe to make sure that we keep our freedoms. Here, you know, this is what I said when I spoke on this on the floor. Ben Franklin, and you know what? He's still worth quoting. It was hundreds of years ago, but human nature is the same. Ben Franklin said, "Those who would give up liberty for safety deserve neither." And it's true. It's what America's about. We need to be free. And that's so important. So here's the only good news in that whole debacle. The only good news is instead of a 5-year renewal, it's a 2-year renewal.
Right.
President Trump's going to be president, and we're going to do this thing right next time. I'm praying to God that we do. We can't give those freedoms away. It was a bad day for me. I had a tough time just having dinner that night.
I hear you. Well, look, congratulations, though, on this. We want to be as supportive as we possibly can, turn out as many people as we possibly can to this big event. So thank you for being the quarterback of this.
Tom, I appreciate you. And just so your folks know, because I know you're going to get lots of calls and requests, there's going to be more information coming out. We're going to be putting information out, and so will the Trump campaign, on, you know, the exact times and what to do and when to line up and how to get tickets, all that kind of stuff. All the particulars that everybody's going to want to know. So I'm just giving you a heads up on the announcement today. And there will be a lot more forthcoming. The president is very, very excited. I spoke to him a couple of days ago, and I'm telling you, he does. You know, he loves the United States of America. He was in that bodega in New York City. He loves New York City. It's criminal what these new prosecutors and investigators. My God, he's not being prosecuted. He's being persecuted. And I'll end up with this, and I really mean this. They can go after him. They can go after you.
Exactly. Congressman, thank you. An honor. It's going to be a great event. We'll see you there, but we'll talk before then, I'm sure.
You got it, Tom. You take care. Thank you.
All right, there's Jeff Andrew. Thanks to Dan, too, for helping coordinate all this. But, Dan, that's some of the best insight. I'm not talking about getting rid of Mike Johnson. That's, I don't want a debacle either. But you heard what he said. I mean, how in the world are we surrendering on the Ukraine thing? Based on this, it appears likely we're going to give $60 billion. Mike Johnson puts up the border bill. The House, he thinks, Jeff Andrew thinks, will pass it. Maybe, but then the Senate won't. Yet they'll get the $60 billion. You know that. 855-839-1210. You can get in right now. But first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Money gone.
That is right. Today, you will win a pair of tickets to the Down and Derby Wine Festival featuring Secret Service Band on May 4th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Veterans Island at Cooper River Park, Pennsauken, New Jersey. There, delicious wines from South Jersey's best wineries, live music, performers, food trucks, fun and games. You have to be 21 years of age or older to attend the event. I've been several times. Great event. Great wine. Stan, what do you have?
Dom, so we're talking about person here. It's a cover artist that we need today. And this person is not a traditional singer in any means. In fact, they actually relate to a guest that we had at some point today. And had they still been around, they'd be celebrating their 70th birthday. But they passed away about 9 years ago. But Dom, this person was a hero to me growing up and was a champion and a Hall of Famer in his own industry. Later went on to star in a cult classic B-movie that still is... love to this day. It's a terrible movie, to be quite honest. But we're looking for this actor slash champion slash Hall of Famer related to a guest that we had in earlier in the show who's celebrating his 70th birthday today. Had he been still around singing an original song, Dom? I said a cover artist. No, this is an original song, but he's just not a standard singer. Take a listen. We want to know who this voice is, Dom.
The way you look, the way you move.
All right, who's singing that? Quickly, and you're off to Down and Derby at 855-839-1210. That's how you can get in. Who is singing that song? 855-839-1210. Let's go to Sal in Skip Pack. All right, Sal, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Who's the singer, Sal?
Who's the singer? Hey, Dom.
Hi.
This is a sort of a guess. I'm just pulling this out from back in the recesses, too. But is it Bryan Adams?
No, it's not Bryan Adams.
All right. Thank you, Sal, for that. Dan?
So I'll reveal a little bit. I was very vague with my clues, but this relates directly to Linda McMahon. This is a former wrestler, Dom, and this wrestler back in the late 80s and early 90s was huge, instrumental in growing into a huge pop culture phenomena. He's... Originally, you would think he might be from a country in Europe near England. I'm not going to go exactly which country, but he's actually from Canada and starred in a film called They Live, which is a huge clue there.
All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Now, we'll take your calls as they come in. Want to get a winner here so you can go off the Down and Derby. You just heard Jeff Van Drew, though, lay out. And look, he's honest on this. You hear how he's voting. What the heck is the pressure on Mike Johnson to do what? This means they'll get the $60 billion and we won't get anything on the border when it finally comes out the other way. Yeah, they'll vote for it, but the Senate won't. Is there some political election thing? I don't see it. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board on both. And also, don't forget, we have the National Cheese Ball Day. So we're looking at today, hit us with somebody who's cheesy. No one said, maybe they did on Twitter, Jerry Nadler, which is an all-time great. Just think of the belt, the pants, the whole thing. All right, so hit us with that before the end of the show. Your name will go into the hat.
I think, people might be
for the prize this week. Let's go to Mike in Conchi. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, who's singing?
That's a Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Ah, all-time great, one of the greatest wrestling acts. You know, he was a bit of a technician, but also colorful.
Big fan. Wasn't DJ or Luke a huge fan?
Yeah, when they were watching DJ. Yeah, but he wasn't a huge guy, but he was a compelling act.
One of the best ever on the microphone, and that's why I said he was really, really instrumental in the crossover into pop culture, because with Piper's Pit, he was able to tie in celebrities and such, and that's where you had the explosion of celebrities being involved. And
right.
I just want a huge credit to our first guest today, Linda McMahon, too, who was the CEO president of WWE in the 90s, and she's kind of not seen as... It's always Vince as the person who built WWE into the company that it became, but the mind behind Vince, and we're seeing now that there needed to be a mind behind Vince, because it doesn't look very good for Vince. So it was Linda. She was the person pulling the triggers behind the scene, the numbers person, and she really grew that company. It's fantastic to see what she did along with Rowdy Roddy Piper, because as a wrestling fan, I probably wouldn't be one without them.
All right, so that's a winner today. Off to Down in Derby. All right, your calls, though, coming up on both the side question and also, you just heard Jeff Andrew. That's as inside as you're going to hear in talk radio. You heard what he said about the FISA thing. Only 1.58 of these would involve inquiries, and warrants certainly could be doable for that. So, look, Johnson, for whatever the motivation is, caved in here on this. And it's not about replacing Johnson or not replacing Johnson. It's about, again, how do we go to people and have faith in this process? We realize they have a tenuous majority, if that. So they vote for the border bill. They get it over the top. And what did we get? $60 billion is what they're going to give to Ukraine here. And I don't care what they put into that. I'm not buying it that Biden's going to do it. How did this happen? That's what the bottom line is here. And the politics of it, Trump is seemingly off the Johnson trail here now. We don't want a debacle on top of it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. But I realize this. Every event that we do, everything we do, like the Rand Paul event, people saying we're electing these people, we're doing it. And then they can't resist. They get worn down by this. This is a big, big problem here. And the aid to Israel and the aid to Taiwan, yeah. Let's get back to the major point here, the border, Ukraine, and what the heck happened here. Same week with FISA that they caved in on this. You heard Jeff Andrew. They wouldn't need, a gazillion more, 1,000 more judges or whatever. I would say even if they did, even the number's 100, pay for it. Let's do that. Everything else we can find money for. This is not good. Not at all. And you're going to see this play out over the next 48 hours. By the way, Biden in town here tomorrow, and there will be massive, I'm sure, the mob is seething today in Pittsburgh. So here in Philadelphia tomorrow, God knows what they'll engage in, and he's caving into them. Columbia president testifying today about how anti-Semitic that university is, and it is. This is a mob. There's actually talk today of making blocking traffic a federal crime if it happens on federal roadways. I'm not sure I'm there with that yet, though. I mean, I'm not sure if we're going the same way they are. Dan, before more calls, you had a squirrel update from Ro, right?
Yes. Ro sent in a message giving us an update on the continued saga of the Giordanos versus the Groundhogs, which has now entered a new
squatter,
the squirrel, which is now squatting in the groundhog cage. Well, she says that the guy was going to charge you guys over $200 to come pick the squirrel up. But the guy sent Ro a video how to do it. Well, you can imagine Ro trying to get the squirrel out of the cage, right? So she says she's absolutely petrified to do it. So she asked a worker next door to help her. He was so nice. She offered him water. She offered one of your favorite tuna sandwiches, Dom. And she
said, "That's for tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Friday. I have 2 days left and only one sandwich."
Yeah, you're one sandwich down to a guy
that's
by the name of.
That's a croissant with the tuna. It's fancy tuna.
It is a really nice tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
Did she put that together for you?
Of course.
Oh, that's very nice of her. She says his name's Chauncey, so please give a thank you to Chauncey
for
helping out
your wife. Chauncey let the squirrel out?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, so he said the wildlife guy would have had to come if Ro weren't able to let him out, because the wildlife guy said that a squirrel left in a trap would eventually attack themselves if left in the trap for the entire day. So there was some time expediency here. So luckily that guy next door by the name of Chauncey who was helping out, thank you, Chauncey.
and the guy's got to be named Chauncey. What is this, a novel? So when I go home,
Chauncey
see what it's
your
like,
tuna sandwiches, though.
What it's like preparing for this show, fighting over tuna sandwiches, a guy named Chauncey, a squirrel that might attack himself, who shouldn't be in the trap for these groundhogs. The groundhogs are squatters.
What's going on in the Dom Dome?
The Dom Dome has been penetrated by squatters.
Squatting groundhogs
squatting
and now
groundhogs. Going wild.
Call
I know everybody
department.
Can say, well, you shouldn't let that happen. You should have closed this in and all. It's a guard in there.
Now, who do you contact to get the squatters out?
Yeah, that's right. You got that phone number you're supposed to send me.
How
so,
about Gus, yeah. The lottery groundhog? Will he come out and, you know,
thank
talk
you,
him
Chauncey,
out of it?
Though. I can see this. Oh, yeah, let this squirrel. It's no problem. Oh, my God. Will the squirrel come back again, though? And Chauncey might not be there. I got to watch a video.
Oh, you're now going to have to do Chauncey's job, apparently.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch a video. I want gloves, damn. When I went on the prostitute run with the Philadelphia police.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's a thing where they have a guy who
just
pretends.
The way it was worded was very odd.
Pretends to be a John, and the woman comes over, 17th and Rittner, and then we swoop in. They put her behind. They had these giant yellow gloves on. They weren't wearing just little gloves dealing with these women. Giant, like we were in a nuclear reactor.
It reminds me of like Breaking Bad when they're working with the big suits with the big yellow rubber gloves.
And I said, well, why don't I get the big gloves? They said, well, you don't need them. You're just an observer. No. I want the complete nuclear power plant outfit on.
Diseases don't avoid you because you're a guest.
Giant yellow gloves. Got to get some of those.
Truth
All right.
Wells, apparently.
We got the lightning round coming up, and here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. I want your reaction to Jeff Andrew. That's the best we can do to take you inside this. It's not pretty. It's not pretty stuff. And then if they have a debacle, replace the speaker. It's rotten at the core. We have too many people in there that are hell-bent to get this $60 billion to Ukraine. That's the bottom line. That's what I object to. Even if we got the border bill, I can't see doing it. Squirrels.
Squirrel,
I resent that.
Squirrels.
That squirrel,
yeah, it's
right?
It's a little rubbing it in your face, Don, that you got to go home and deal with. Well, I guess you don't have to deal with anything now because of Chauncey, right?
Oh, yes. I could just see the chaos
just
now.
Just a missing tuna sandwich.
Yes, and also, are there more groundhogs there? I may have to switch groundhog
guy. Not enough groundhog music.
All right.
Squirrel music.
Side question. All-time cheese ball today, National Cheese Ball Day. And you heard Jeff Andrew. What's going on there? Suddenly, by Saturday, this will be a done deal. I just can't imagine. All right.
That's a good answer, man.
Here we go. Bruce.
That might be it.
Bruce in the Northeast, is this better than Jerry Nadler? Bruce, who's that all-time corny cheese ball?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Now, listen, this guy's cheesy, but it's like a sincere type of cheesiness, and that would be Larry Ferrari.
Oh, that is all-time. And every time, Dan is amazed how long that guy was on.
But, like, I don't understand the appeal. Like,
and he had such a real mild-mannered way of talking to the audience.
So take me to Packer Avenue, South Street, back in 1982. It was, what, Sundays just on every TV throughout South Philadelphia, Larry Ferrari?
Everywhere. And it was scenes of nature while he was playing.
Well, that's the corny part of it is you got both the org and the haircut of Larry Ferrari, and then you have the slow fades of flowers in and out that are just...
One of a kind.
He is a that is a good one. Yes, corny but popular, without a doubt.
Corny's not always a bad thing. It can be like Mr. Rogers was incredibly corny. He was a cheese ball, but he was loved by men.
Yeah, he was doing it with kids though.
Yeah.
So, you know, he gets a little bit of a pass there. How about what's the guy? No, I forgot his name now. Oh, it'll come back to me. Let me go to Joe in Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My cheesy person is Britain's Queen Camilla, wife of King Charles. She has no outstanding personality to speak of. Her intellectual IQ is low, and she lacks an aura of congeniality that Princess Diana used to enjoy.
You mean the looks, too, Joe. Come on now. That's what you were going with here, too.
Well, that, too.
Hey, Joe. Queen Camilla. Oh, my God. Yeah, hard to replace Princess Diana, Dan, to come in with
really
Bonnie
is.
Prince Charles. Yeah. Now, Bonnie King Charles.
The headlines today are, did you see the beautiful leopard print that Queen Camilla was seen wearing?
Oh, my. All right. The lightning round is next. One other thing to tell you, too. This case is huge. The January 6th case I told you about yesterday. We didn't get the sound of Alito today. This is the case with this woman who is the Solicitor General, who's out of her league, slapped around yesterday, metaphorically, by Judge Gorsuch, and then Alito. They're going after Kavanaugh, though, because Kavanaugh talked about the guy in the January 6th case who had six counts against him, kept on asking the question, aren't they enough? Why would you pile on this obstruction charge, which is dubious whether Congress ever meant it for something like this? Well, we know the answer why. They want to make it sound like an insurrection was very close to succeeding there, and that's why they're doing it. Plus, the obstruction gets you 20 years. That's why. Supreme Court is going to strike this down in June, either 5-4 or 6-3. When that happens, it's a bank shot to the Trump January 6th trial, whenever that happens. God knows where we'll be at that point. All right, lightning round is next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Boy, what a full day it has been, to put it mildly. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Larry Ferrari, pretty good answer. Maybe we can beat it, though. We're looking for this National Cornball, a National Cheeseball Day. Give us that all-time cornball. So it's not just maybe you, I see a good one, that people dislike this person, but there's a cringeworthy part to it. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, who do you have today?
Well, I've come here today to chew bubble gum and talk to Dom Giordano, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Okay.
And I feel bad. I went just last week. I changed my Twitter profile pic to a woodchuck, so I apologize for that.
That started the ball rolling. Can you imagine the squirrel getting in there today in the middle of this? Oh, my goodness.
It happens. We deal with raccoons and squirrels all the time in roofing, so we deal with pest control, so we know what it's like. But my answer, and I have a song with it, that I wrote for Obama. If you remember when Obama was president, he was upset that rodeo clowns were wearing presidential masks dressed as Obama.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I went and wrote a song about Obama that was based on Spike Jones from the 40s. Used to do the novelty songs. You know, something like this. When you wear a mask, looks like Obama's face. Big smile, right in Obama's face. To criticize Obama is a big disgrace. Big smile, right in Obama's face. Eric Holder says shut down that rodeo place. Big smile, right in Obama's face. And NAACP says shut down this rodeo place. Big smile, right in Obama's face.
All right. Thank you, Earl of Tacony. Great work, as always, here. I remember that incident. Oh, my God. It was, yeah, definitely. There's another guy, too, who does that. Who is small people, little people?
Short people. It's Randy Newman.
Randy Newman is kind of this version
kind of the corny.
Corny of Spike Jones. Jerry in Wilmington. All right, Jerry, who's yours?
I don't have a song, Dom. I'm sorry. But when I see this guy, he comes out of his hole occasionally. And that would be Bob Casey with this deflation. And I just look at him. I imagine put big ears on him. He looks like Chuck E. Cheese.
He's in Joe Biden's ear. Greedflation, Snickers, shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation. That's what I meant. Shrinkflation.
Oh, yeah. Seinfeld did a whole thing on that. Shrinkage. Bill in Bucks County, we talked about this guy, Dan, as a possible. Bill, who's yours?
Well, he was known as Pencil Neck, and his battle cry was Russia, Russia, Russia. And I'm talking about the Senate candidate and representative from California, Adam Schiff.
Yeah, it's hard to separate the importance and the ideology from that one, but he is as a person, just, yeah, he's in that category, without a doubt.
Every time I hear this song behind us, all I can think of is...
Midget will not win the fight.
I'm not supposed to say that, the M word. Then he says it right after the M word and continues on. Think of the morons that elect that guy. By the way, I was corrected last week. He's not from Texas. That's Al Green, I think. The guy who came in the wheelchair to vote. He's from Georgia. Hank Johnson.
Okay.
Dan, I'd love to have him come to Wildwood some summer so we could take a look at it on the island and he could see. Have you ever seen the visual? It does look like, oh, man, this is dangerous. We're in the middle of something here.
An analogy that some find offensive. And I certainly was not meaning to be offensive or use a derogatory term.
Then he says it again. All right, Tony and Delco might be the last hitter. Tony, who's your cornball?
Oh, man, I like this guy, but he's a cornball. Terry Crews.
He is. Why? He's making white chicks with the dance that he does, and he's always like doing his little pump-up kind of dances and all. I'm with you there.
Okay. Terry Crews, we'll put you down for that. All right, Dan, we need a little time to...
There's one answer here that stands above the rest, and it's a local tie, and I think a lot of people relate to it, and I think it's... Everyone can agree that he's corny, but in a very relatable, nostalgic kind of way. How about Larry Ferrari?
I think Larry Ferrari. Bruce really went to the well for that. Isn't it amazing? That guy was a star. Al Alberts was, too. I think he followed Larry Ferrari there for quite a while. But
this is something that your grandparents forced on you. It's not something the kids like looked forward to, was it?
Yeah, I think it's coming home from church or going to church. I forget which one Larry Ferrari was on.
You weren't sitting there saying, can't we turn it to like cartoons or something?
I don't remember it being on that much. I had to do that. But yeah. Bruce is the winner today. His name goes into the hat. We'll pick it up tomorrow. And again, this stuff going on in the house, big time stuff. We'll be on it more tomorrow. Rich Cioli is next for 4 big hours. Here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.